And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Boy, do we have a great couple of guests here for you today. From Gamakatsu, we have Ted Thibault and Rick Carr. We're going to be talking hooks, boxes, knives, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to take a test drive. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What great timing to have these guys in the studio this morning with the huge PCS San Diego show going on and Fisher biting. Today is going to be a great day, man.
It's a great day, and it's an honor to have Ted from Gamakatsu from Washington. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, and so this beautiful sunny San Diego
yeah.
compared to a little cloudy and cold Seattle. So yeah, this is a nice change.
Yeah. Well, you could send us some rain. We could use that.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
We've had plenty.
Yeah, you've had plenty.
We're good.
Nah. Yeah. And, of course, Rick Carr is our local guy here, and he's been at the world headquarters many times before. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
How are you?
Great to have Ted, first time. He's been on the phone with us, of course, from Washington, from Gamakatsu headquarters there, but never been in the world headquarters, so it's an honor to have you down here. You're here for the PCS show in San Diego, right?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to it. We've got some great specials going on, and we've got some great people down there to talk hooks and all the other gear that we sell here at Gamakatsu, and so really looking forward to it.
Actually. Yeah. It's been a great show far. Yeah, really good. Right, Rick?
Yeah.
You guys have been busy. I mean, between you and CalStar and Corey and Shimano, that little corner that you have in the O'Brien building with First, that's a busy
spot. It's a hot spot. Yeah, we're stoked. The show has been tremendous. You know, you never know what to expect. I mean, I think we all had an idea. The brand of show that Bill puts together with his great team, Mike and Scott and the whole crew, it's really good, and we knew how successful Orange County has been, but you know, there hasn't been a show in San Diego since COVID. It's been it's been 6 years, and
6 years.
You just don't really know how it's going to go, and I think the twist that they put on doing fishing shows, it hit, you know, I mean, it just really did. I love that there's you highlighted it a lot last week, Pete, where there's something for everyone in every building at every turn, you know. It's not just this building has boat, this building has travel, this building has tackle. It's not that way. It's everywhere you go, there's a, you know, there's a sport boat here, there's Shimano there, there's Let's Talk Hookup over here, Gamakatsu's in it, you know, it's just,
yeah.
There's a little bit of everything for everyone, so you just stay engaged the whole time, and while you're traveling from one to the other, there's live bands, and there's fun activities, and it's just,
food.
They did such a good job of layout. We're having a great show and having a great time.
Yeah, no, it's a good time, and you've been busy in the Gamakatsu booth, of course, you're in the exhibit hall all the way back.
Yeah, we're in the exhibit hall.
Busy area there.
Yeah, it's busy. A little smaller booth than we've had in the past,
yeah.
But it's loaded.
It's rocking.
It's rocking.
Yeah.
And the specials, it's really bringing the people.
The specials are insane.
It's insanity.
Yeah. Wow. Ted,
there's more in giveaway than there is in purchase. Like, I think somebody got that backwards. You know, you're supposed to spend more and get some. The Gamakatsu booth, you spend a little bit and they give you more than you spent for it. It's wild.
So, right, two of the dealers have buy two, get one free on hooks,
that's
right?
That's correct, yes it is.
Yeah, and then, tell us about the special.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, we've got, what the special is, if you spend $25 on any Gamakatsu merchandise, you get
anything,
your,
a knife,
doesn't matter what
hook,
it is. Exactly, just come show us your
box.
Receipt at the Gamakatsu booth, and we see your receipt. If you spend $25, you get one of our small utility cases. You have a choice of either one. They're great for little terminal tackle, small stuff,
super,
fits in your
pocket. Yeah, they're awesome.
They're nice little cases, and made in Japan, real high quality. And then if you spend $50 at the show, you can get a free Gamakatsu EDC knife, an everyday carry knife. And we've got three different choices of knives, so it's your choice. So those knives retail for somewhere around $80 to $100.
They're really high quality.
You get a $100 knife for spending $50 in those.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So we wanted to be very aggressive. This is a very important market for us, and so we wanted to make sure people were able to get access to the product and have a good deal in doing so.
Yeah. So
Gamakatsu has always been the one of the high end most popular hooks around. Last year turned such a corner. When we had that issue of small bait, we had those long stretches where the bait was either small or it was anchovy, and everybody knows Gamakatsu hooks are strong, everybody knows they're sharp, but the importance of having a hook that weighed less than the competition, something that a small bait was able to tow around better than a big one, it just really highlighted why you invest in good hooks like Gamakatsu.
Yeah, that Nautilus circle hook, it's just amazing, and it goes all the way down to size 4.
Yeah, size 4. So it's incredible. And when you like you guys have said, when you see the kind of fish you can catch on a hook that small, it really does truly.
Yeah.
I even look at it, I'm like, man, this is unbelievable. These
how
hooks,
can you catch a 100 pounder on it?
Small. It's a tiny one. So for sure.
No, it works. One of the hidden gems of Gamakatsu, and the everyday carry knives are super cool, but those fillet knives that you have,
right?
They rival the finest fillet knives anywhere. They are sharp. They cut. They stay sharp. They're amazing.
We did a diamond-like coating, so there's a black coating on the blade itself, and that does keep and prevent any corrosion and that type of thing. You know, you might get a little on the edge if you're not using it often. You can touch that up as you sharpen it. But they are incredible knives. They got the right flex. You know, that's a really important part of a fillet knife, is getting the right flex as you're going through those fish. So. Yeah, we've got.
Are those made in Japan?
No, those are not.
But
we've got four different knives. So there's one with a spoon on it, because if you're in salmon country, you need that for that bloodline.
Oh,
you're
sure.
Be taking
like
that
your area.
Yeah, exactly. And then we've got a 7-inch and a 6-inch, and then we got a nice big 9-inch. That's more like for your tuna, yellowtail, big salmon, that type of thing.
Yeah, definitely. And the boxes, I love the boxes.
The G boxes.
Yeah, the G boxes. I'm sure Ted. This is my new favorite box here. This, and I love the closures on the box too, right?
So these are made in Japan. So they're one-handed closures. Yeah. We didn't want to have a box. We had to fumble to try to get and have a whole bunch of buckles and things trying to get in and out of it. And that slip foam is really the way it's engineered in Japan and the way it's designed and cut is very precision. So what you
want, guys? This is like this is like one of my crazes is tying flies, right?
Yes,
so,
sure.
Well, that's one of my recreations. And those are great because you can hold a lot of flies in there.
You bet.
And you can put hooks and everything you want.
I've seen so many people show me different things they put in those boxes.
Cool.
And it depends on the part of the country you're in. And this is a double-sided slit foam, so you've got a 3200 size and a 3600 size if you need a little bit more storage. And what's nice is that there's foam on both the lid and in the tray, so it kind of doubles that storage capacity.
Right. And then the G-boxes also come for storing just hooks and tackle and jigs and everything in different sizes.
We have a wide, wide variety of those, and you can check those out on Gamakatsu.com or a lot of the retailers around here. Yeah. I know that we were down here the last few days talking to dealers throughout the local area here, and I saw a lot of G-boxes around. So go to the website. You can check out all the different variations that we make.
Different depths.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Different depths and different orientation on where the dividers are, too. You know, a lot of them are all horizontal or not vertical or vice versa, and so it's tough sometimes if you're trying to store something big, trolling plugs, you know, Rapala style lures, things like that. But you know, the dividers go horizontal; they don't fit. And G boxes have like every combination of everything.
Yeah,
and I think one thing also, the fact that they're made in the right sizes to replace some of the other boxes.
Brand X.
Brand X. I mean,
Brand X kind of changed everything and basically ruined their boxes, really. And so the G-boxes should just take over the box.
No, they are, with a clasp, and it's just a better built box.
Exactly.
No doubt about it. So, but hooks is really what puts you guys on the map, right?
And that's correct.
All those hooks are made in Japan?
That's correct, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And you have a manufacturing plant there in Japan.
We have one in Japan. We also have one in Thailand.
Do
a little bit of manufacturing there, too, especially when it's something that's very labor-intensive. But that is our Japanese management, all the equipment, the steel, everything that we do there is all managed by our teams. And so there is some of that that you'll see as well. But the vast majority is still done in Japan.
Tell us a little bit about the history of Gamakatsu.
So Gamakatsu was started in 1955. So right now they're third generation.
70 years old.
Yeah, yep. It's incredible.
I'm 70.
Yeah,
I know.
And when they started out, they were selling hooks that they were made by hand to small tackle shops in Tokyo. And they had a hard time getting started. And then they had some changes. They bought a new facility, changed how they were designing or how they were engineering the product and manufacturing it, and got a lot more consistency with it. And then it just started kind of growing from there. Another thing a lot of people don't realize, in the early 70s, Japan, or Gamakatsu, is one of the largest rod manufacturers in all of Japan. So when you go to like the Osaka show, you'll have Shimano, Daiwa, and Gamakatsu with the three big booths. And we make rods that are $5,000. These are called IU rods. They're 20 feet long. I'm not kidding you guys. They're telescopic rods, and they are incredible. And they use them for these little tiny fish called IU in rivers. And the idea is they'll catch one, and they'll just lift the rod up.
One motion.
And they just basically bring them. They have these nets. And it's just kind of like, you know, just doing hockey or something. They're just catching the fish in the net.
Wow.
And so and everything's small in Japan. They don't have a lot of storage, and their vehicles are small. So everything's got to be small. And that's why you see, like, when it comes to organization and details, that's why it's kind of like that in Japan. So it's really pretty incredible when you go over there and see the scope and size of the company.
Do they make conventional style rods as well? I mean,
they do.
You know, like of every kind.
They do, and we've discussed bringing them over.
Yeah, I had no idea.
No,
I'm like a Gamakatsu diehard guy. I didn't even know they made fishing rods.
We have a 400 page catalog in Japan. The first 100 pages is rods.
Come on,
I
would have never thought that.
So it's challenging because of the quality that we make over there. It's very difficult when you bring those in with the tariffs and everything else. They're extremely expensive.
Yeah, they're high end to start.
High end to begin with, and then you add that on top of it, and becomes almost, it makes it tough.
Hard to enter a market with something that's already at the top if somebody hasn't messed with it before.
Correct.
I got
correct.
It.
So that's kind of been the hesitation.
Yeah. So
that's
Rick,
cool.
at the show, what's been the hot item? What's been, you know, of course you were at Costa Mesa and here in Del Mar.
Well, what I'm seeing a lot when they come back with the receipt is small Nautilus hooks.
Yeah.
Small Nautilus hooks. That's what they're buying. They're buying them. Buy two, get one free, so they're stocking up. One guy had $100 worth of just size 4.
Size 4? Just size 4. Is that the number one size?
It's selling. I don't
do twos better than
twos.
Twos
better.
Yeah.
And ones and one-ohs, they're selling too, but people just go, okay. They look at one and they go, is there something smaller?
Yeah, sure.
You know, because they want it just in case the fish, you know, small bait. Fish are line shy, that type of thing. So,
it's been
pretty much Nautilus hooks, a lot of live bait also, and then we're doing a lot. There's been a lot of coming in with the hook and the keeled hook with the spring lock that Corey pushes for his MC bait. So
sure,
there's a lot of guys.
You guys have that hook. Yeah.
That's what we've been selling the best of. Yeah, you know, Corey's so close to us that they'll get their weedless and then just a few steps down to get that weighted swim bait style hook.
Yeah. For the weedless.
5-inch and 6-inch weedless, yeah.
It's been doing really well.
Especially with all the seed gross planting going on. That's such a, I mean, obviously that thing works everywhere, but it seems to be such a popular thing right now. Guys stocking up for their seed gross trips, and Corey's got a lot of that weedless available. And so, yeah, we have a little section just for the hardware for Corey's baits.
Nice.
And that Gamakatsu is our favorite.
Yeah. And then that octopus hook, too. I would imagine those go very,
they're going very well. Yeah, especially the white sea bass hook. A lot of guys are doing really well with that. But some guys are buying ringed hooks. Some guys are buying non-ringed hooks. It's just a lot of hooks coming through the door.
One thing I discovered about that octopus hook,
yeah,
that is my favorite cod hook now.
Okay.
You know why? Because you do not lose them. Yeah. You get they get stuck on that hook. It does not come out. You don't when you're pulling them up from real deep, 600-700 feet.
Yeah,
it doesn't come undone.
It's funny that you say that, because I preach it as the single best Wahoo bomb replacement hook that exists. Yeah. It's my favorite one, and it's like it's just a lesser known thing because the popularity, like you said, Rick, is for the sea bass guys. Like that's who buys it the most. But I switch every Wahoo bomb I have. That Octopus 4X80. It's the one. It's so stinking sharp, and it's, you know, you don't need a giant 12-0 forged hook for a Wahoo. It's all about getting, you know, past that really hard bony mouth, and those things are so sharp they just stick always. I love them.
Yeah, definitely. That hook is popular here in Southern California. Is the hook popular in other places?
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely a lot. It's just a good all-around.
All-around.
All-around hook, yeah.
I would imagine
Alaska.
Bigger
fish. Absolutely. And we've just introduced our new Nano Alpha coating.
Yes.
And the Nano Alpha coating that we put on that specific hook gives it that 4 times better corrosion resistance, 2 times slicker, so it penetrates fat even better. So that's really, they've been using our Nano Alpha coating in Japan for quite a few years, and we just introduced it to the U.S. about 2 years ago.
That's cool.
We're starting to implement that into more and more hooks.
So talk about the Nano Alpha.
Sure. So it's a coating we apply to the hooks, and again, it gives it a lot more corrosion resistance, and it's slicker, so it's just like a slick coating finish on it. And it's amazing how much better it penetrates. That, you know, it's a lot of times people think that kind of stuff's a little smoke and mirrors. This really is that much more effective.
It's big in bass fishing.
It is. That's where we implement it a lot. So in our our straight octopus hooks, which are those and like our EWG worm hooks and things of that nature are two of our best-selling hooks. So we kind of started with those at first to see how the market was going to adapt to it. And we're going to start slowly rolling that into more and more hooks.
I'm a Gamakatsu EWG guy, and Ted was nice enough to let me try some of those things. Dude, a fish looks at that hook the wrong way. Swinging is
so
like
explain
the
EWG.
So it's just an extra wide
extra
gap
wide,
hook.
Extra
it's one of our.
Gap.
It's probably one of those staple hooks you'll find in bass fishing.
Period.
And we make it in both our regular wire and a super line wire for guys that are fishing braid and little bigger baits and that type of thing.
Oh, very
and that's good. That's getting really popular now too. That super line is just kicking.
Yeah.
And when we came out with Nano Alpha, we did it both in the standard EWG and the super line.
The super line's like a heavier gauge wire, like a beefier version of a worm hook.
So you can pull harder.
You can pull harder, but also, like, sometimes it's good because it helps, you know, it's just a little more weight. Like, it helps something sink out. Like, if you're going to fish something that's in a fly line presentation, like, that extra hook helps something, you know, hug the bottom a little better bottom contact. Like, but there's still, you know, the problem with some other things, like you start to get a big gauge wire hook. They don't set as good. You know, they don't get in. But those things are so slick that
Nano Alpha
exactly.
Coating, yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's a trick. Yeah, they got the stuff, man, no doubt.
Do you see Nano Alpha covering all the hooks eventually, Ted?
Yes, the hard part about it is there's all this talk about the coatings that they have on the hooks, and there's a lot of bands like in Europe and places like that with these coatings. They don't want it on there, and so it's a little bit challenging. PFAS, and so the PFAS is just an abbreviation for it's a long term, but it's there's a lot of issues with some of that, so that's a little bit of a concern. But so we're going to start slowly rolling it out in more and more hooks.
Yeah, cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today, and Ted has come bearing an incredible gift for one lucky caller or texter today.
You're not
Ted,
kidding.
Why don't you roll through that great prize package?
Sure. I figured since in honor of the fact those here first time live, we'll do a nice package. So we got one of our G boxes. It's a 3600 reversible, so it's a really nice case for the iron and stuff like that. We have one of our G bags It's a nice zip-up bag, so you can put all your tackle inside of it, plus a pair of the pliers we have. It's a 9-inch curved plier, which is great for saltwater.
Yeah.
Then we have one of our 9-inch fillet knives. That's our best, biggest high-end knife. And then one of our everyday carry knives. So
wow. It's like a $300 package.
That's correct. Yeah, for retail.
That's wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That, so one lucky caller or texter and fill us in.
Yeah,
right?
Fillet knives, everyday carry knives, yeah. The boxes, the bags. Mm. It's all coming to one lucky caller or texter, like Pete said, at the end of the show today. And how that happens is every phone call that makes it onto the air will be a potential for a winner. Every single text message that gets read on the air will be a potential winner. We're going to pull one from each of those categories. And at the end of the show, we're going to have Rick and Ted flip that prize coin, and that will designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. If you want to join us this morning, man, we'd love to hear from you. So stoked to get to have this much knowledge when it comes to hooks with Ted and Rick in here this morning. 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phone. Again, 833-288-0973. Or like Pete said, send us a text. That Let's Talk Hookup app is the only way that you can send in your text questions to the show. Very easy to use. It's also the easiest way to keep in touch with all the archive shows. You just fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app, and the first tab you'll see is the text the show option. When you do send your text, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, along with your question in case you win that big prize. We want to make sure to get it to you. It's going to be a very fun show. Lots of great info. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Kyle is standing by at the fan to take your phone calls this morning. And when we come back, we're going to be doing just that, taking your phone calls, reading your texts, and a whole lot of great information with Ted and Rick from Gamakatsu. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Filet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
The sports shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you always wanted. West Coast Marine will have Parker and Camus boats, along with Yamaha outboards, at the PCS shows in Costa Mesa and Del Mar this year, all at special boat show prices. Owner Nick Kelly will show you all the latest boats from Parker. These are models designed with the West Coast angler in mind, and the ultimate platform for our kind of fishing. West Coast Marine has a great inventory of Parker and Camus boats and Yamaha outboards at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa 2, along with the finest service on Yamaha outboards and more. Nick will have several Yamaha powered boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the PCS shows in Costa Mesa and Del Mar, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and see their inventory of new and used boats and Yamaha outboards. Check westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Ted and Rick in the studio talking Gamakatsu, PCS shows in full swing. And
yeah,
man, just what great timing this is. Like last week, it really felt like that switch had flipped. And boy, did it ever.
Yeah.
I mean, this the spring is officially here. The fish are biting. The shows are going on. Like the vibe at the PCS show is so great. And I think it's just that. Like it's it feels like summer. It's summertime weather. The fish are biting like summer. It's just, this has just gotten off to such a good early start.
Oh, it's amazing. It's really, it's going to be quite a year.
You can feel it at that show. Like, it's on.
Yeah. Everybody knows. And fish are biting. Yellows are biting. And, you know,
you dog,
tuna.
I saw you. You son of a gun.
Aliar's out there catching fish right now. I mean, he's out on the three.
Bluefin are biting, but everybody had a hard time. We were busy setting up our booth at the PCS show, and all we saw was pictures of Pete on the field research hoisting up big yellows down at the islands. Man, I'm not going to lie. There was our entire crew was very jealous of that. That's
my
awesome.
My buddy Robbie Robinson went 6 for 6 at the islands. Jeez. He had a 32-pounder on a surface iron. How about that? Huh?
You want to hear it, man?
Some big fish. That's so big cool. Fish down there, yeah. But be courteous with the other boats because there are a few boats down there too.
Sure is.
Speaking of boats, we just heard West Coast Marine. They have a great selection of Parkers at the show, and Nick and the whole gang are there at West Coast Marine, right in that in the building there. You can't miss the Parkers. The display is just fantastic. So go by. If you're looking at boats, so many different boat and boat manufacturers there, but Nick certainly has the shining star there with all those Parkers lined up over there.
I love how they did the boats, too. It's not a, there's not a boat hall. You know, there's everything. Everything is intertwined with everything else. I mean, there's boats in every hall. There's tackle in every hall. Yeah. There's retailers in every hall. It's just... It's killer.
Nicely spread.
You couldn't go to one thing and just see it. You know, it's all over.
And then our good friends at Baker Marine, Anthony's there, and he's got that full line of Fujinon stabilized binoculars with huge discounts on it, too. But he did tell me that he's got those field glasses, the stabilized binoculars back in stock. The one that I was talking about that I take to Montana or out in the field and stuff. They're not for the water, but like if you're looking for a great pair of hunting binoculars that are stabilized at a very great price, he's got those back in stock. Not at the show, but at his store.
You can go talk to Anthony about it.
On Shelter Island.
Get the lowdown.
So, yeah, he'll give you the full down. So they finally, he said, finally, just came back in stock. And, of course, I would be remiss to not talk about the great job that my crew in the Let's Talk Hookup booth has been doing. Tommy and Wayne and Dave been doing a fantastic job raising money for Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rallo. I think we've raised well over $3,000 already.
Cool.
And that's going to take a lot of kids fishing.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, so they've been working hard at that. If you still have a chance, we're giving away a Shimano Talica 22 speed. It's like an $800 reel. Giving away a Torium 20s, like a $300 reel. Giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses and a two-day trip on the Polaris Supreme. So the drawing will be held a week from today. On the show, you can buy tickets in our booth through tomorrow. You get 20 tickets for $100, get one ticket for 10, and it's all the money, 100% goes to raising money for Kate's Kid Fishing. So go by the booth. We're right next to the Ann's and Knife booth, which is right as you continue down, we're right across from Fisherman's Landing, right next to Independent Sport Fishing. I mean,
you're in the zone.
Like, there, that whole zone there. When you first walk in the first building, when you first walk in the show,
O'Brien building.
Yeah. So you walk in, you see a lot of boats, you see a lot of the sport boats are there, a lot of the landings are all there, and then as you continue through, you'll see Corey from MC, of course, Queen Charlotte Safaris is right, Haida Gwaii Safaris, Valerie and her gang are right across the way from us, and you'll see them, and then you'll see Let's Talk Hookup, Ants and Knives, you'll see Corey's with the MC Swim Baits, you have the Seakeeper booth, the guys from Johnson Hicks Marines, Baker
That's
Marine.
That's a nice electronics display they
big
got, Johnson Hicks,
that's
really good.
And right next to Baker Marine with Fujinon display, and then you continue over, you got the beautiful CalStar booth there.
I love their new booth.
And they're right next to you guys, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and then right across from there, Shimano bought this gigantic, the big booth that they have. They have probably the biggest booth at the show, I would think.
Aside from Turner's, Shimano's got to have the biggest, the biggest footprint there.
Yeah, with all the different things that you can try, like the power of the Talica, the new super smooth spinning reel outfits. They have, you know, great demonstrations on the new ledge runners. Fantastic. And you can go pull on the rail with a two-speed reel and see the power of those reels.
They have a whole sport boat style rail setup that you can stand on and feel what the rods feel like and the reels. And you were the one that turned me on the display. They have a this really cool display of two rods that are side by each that are basically attached. You know, two reels that are attached to two rods. That is a previous generation Talica, and then the new Talica A series. So you can physically feel the difference. So the same amount of load on both, it's amazing how much physically easier it is to turn the handle on the new one versus the old one. I was shocked by that.
How could you beat the Talica, right?
It's never been so in your face before, and it's one of those things that it has to be felt, not seen. And that display was so smart by those guys.
Yeah.
It made me like, great.
Now you got to get an A.
It's what I always talk about with Talicas. I said, you know, this is a great reel. Their new features were awesome, but, you know, it's not so drastically different that you need to upgrade. It's more drastic than I had thought. And I play with those reels every day of my life. It's a really cool one.
What's been some of your favorite stuff other than the Gamakatsu booth there at the show?
I haven't been able to get out of
the booth. You haven't been able to get out of the booth?
Yeah. No.
You're giving away too many knives.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are. We're doing a lot. And the boxes, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
They just
it's a great
love that.
Deal.
There's a couple of people who come by and say, what's the specials? And we go through the specials. And actually, Turner's is actually selling the little pocket pack box that we're giving away. So I said, look, if you're going to go buy boxes, don't buy that one there.
You're going to get one free anyway.
You're going to get one free.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
I got to walk around. I wanted to go to the CalStar booth because I wanted to see John and people at CalStar. But they're at the landing. They're so busy at Fisherman's Landing, you can't even get in.
I've had my hand slapped multiple times for talking about things from CalStar that I'm not supposed to talk about, and I'm going to do it again, and I probably will get maybe a little
more. But before you do that, let's go live on the Polaris Supreme and talk to Aliar Hajanavis on the line. Good morning, Aliar.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. Are you catching?
Yeah, it was good fishing again. We left yesterday morning on a three-day trip, and we got down there last night, and we had limits of bluefin for the first 2 days of the trip.
Jeez.
Come on, get out of here.
Wow. And you have a full load, right? 24 people.
Yeah, 24 people. And now we're just, we just got in on the coast here and we saw a small school yellow tail. We caught four or five, so hopefully we can scratch away.
Now, normally that Baja coast down there is cold water. What's the temp now?
No, not right now. 66 degrees
of hot. Jeez, no kidding.
Wow. How crazy is that?
So, yeah, I want to let everybody know we put a trip up for Tuesday morning, and it's a definite go with 12 people. So if you want to go fishing, it's a three-day trip, 6 a.m. departure.
6 a.m. from C4 Sport Fishing aboard the Polaris Supreme. And the weather this week looks, flat calm, right?
Yeah, it looks really good. So hopefully the fish is still around.
What's it like right now out there, Aliar?
Oh, it's calm and not a boat in sight. It's a nice change.
Got the whole thing to yourself. And limits of bluefin one night. That's crazy. How big are they?
They're mixed up 18 to 40 pounds. The good thing is right now, if we see a school, they act really good. You know, they're eager. So hopefully it's a good springtime, we're hoping.
Is it mostly jig fishing?
Yeah, we haven't fished in the daytime yet.
I was just going to say.
The last two trips, it's been a night, so...
The problem is those guys don't even have a chance. They're finished with limits before the sun comes up. So who knows how good the fly line fishing is or isn't? They're already completely fixed up before you get a chance.
Now there has been some rumors of some bigger fish around too. Have you guys run into any of that?
No, but I'm sure it's around. When we drove down yesterday in the 31 block, the water was good. You know, 66, 67 degrees. So it's just a matter of time. Once we get more guys fishing too, more coverage. Right now it's kind of hard. There's one or two of us fishing, but in the next few weeks, I think when there's more boats out, we're definitely going to see some bigger fish for sure.
Well, if you want to go catch some bluefin in beautiful, flat, calm weather, warm weather, it's still March next week, So the trip leaves 6 a.m. on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's a definite go, so.
Definite
if you want
go.
To go, it's a good chance, yeah.
All right, how do we get a spot on it?
You can go on PolarisSupreme.com or you can call Lindsay 619-706-3634.
All right.
Strike while the iron's hot, man. Like, the schedule for the Polaris Supreme in very short time will have no opening. So this is a great time to get to go. The fish are biting. It's time. This is it.
Yeah,
man.
You might not have another chance after this week.
real.
Get on the Polaris Supreme. Hey, Aliar, appreciate the check. Keep us posted. How you doing?
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for
the
call.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Appreciate it very much. Well, the phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Boy, they are, man. We're going to start it off this morning with John. He's calling us from San Diego. John, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Ted what the method is for sizing hooks. Is there a standard industry size, or is there any kind of like a 1.0 from one manufacturer would be a 1.0 from a second manufacturer? How does that work?
Well, John, it's a great question. It's one we get asked a lot. And no, there is not. There's not like an industry standard between all the hooks. And it can be a little frustrating. And so one of the things that we do is we actually have a graph. It's in our catalog. And we also post it online. And you can actually, it's true to size. So as you flip through, I have a catalog here in the studio. As you flip through these hooks, you can lay the hook on the page. So let's just say, for example, you had an owner hook that you like. You can lay that next to one of ours and see kind of the difference on that. So unfortunately, there's not a standard for all of that, but it is one of the most commonly asked questions we get.
And it's everywhere from every manufacturer. Right. One guy, a 1.0 is a teeny little hook, and the next person, a 1.0 is a big giant hook. And even sometimes across same manufacturer hook lines, you know, a 1.0 EWG might be three times the size of a 1.0 live bait, you know, little light wire ring hook.
Yeah, when we started making hooks, nobody decided to all get together and say, okay, this is going to be the standard of how you make the hook. So everybody kind of did their own thing way back in the day when hook manufacturing first started.
So Gamakatsu's 2.0 might be different than some other manufacturer's
2.0.
It will be.
Yeah, totally different.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Kyle's standing by at the fan. You want to get through 833-288-0923. I didn't want to interrupt you there, but you were talking something about CalStar at the booth there.
Yeah, I thought you were going to give me an excuse. I realized like I should probably just back off, but now I'm back on the spot, so I will say it. So if you're a guy that is into lure casting, like especially one of the things I know you like to do, Northern Baja, like Cabrilla,
right.
Like plugs, you know, stick bait, jerk bait. There's a couple of prototypes that you should ask to go by and check out at the CalStar booth. And I know that I'm not even supposed to have said that,
but they
live there. And if that's something that you're into, lightweight, smaller reel, but able to catch a big fish, you know, something
really?
That would work for a big Cabrilla all the way up to like casting, you know, like a big Tranks 400 for, you know, school size tuna, yellow, that kind of stuff. There is a really cool prototype rod. I'm not going to say another word beyond
that.
You do.
Yeah.
You very, very much do. We got to see it for the first time yesterday and the whole crew was, oh my God, check this out. Hey, come over here and pull in this thing. Like, so just. I'll leave it at that.
Go buy that.
I probably shouldn't have said that, but go bend those guys' ears and check that thing out. It's really, really cool.
All right. Well, let's jump back on the phones.
You got it, man. We're going to talk to another John this time. John in Huntington Beach is on the line. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show, and excited to talk to the Gamakatsu guys. So if you buy a jig from a tackle shop, or if you have jigs in your tackle box and you want to change the hooks on those, do you guys have hooks that you can just open the eye and then just crimp them back on?
So we make that's referred to as a Siwash hook, and so it's an open eye, and so that's used very commonly in salmon fisheries and things of that nature, plug replacement. We have a couple different varieties of those. So there's if an open eye hook you do, you physically crimp down the eye on it as you're changing the hook out, and that's a very common practice. The other thing that we do is we have some small replacement hooks, and they have what's called our magic eye on them. There's a little bit of a flattened spot at the top, and it makes it really nice to slide into the split rings. So you can almost do it without even using a split ring plier.
Really?
And so on some of the hooks,
cool.
We do have that as a replacement hook feature. So that's, again, if you look at
the magic eye.
Magic eye. Yep, that's something that you see on several of our hooks.
You need those, Pete, for your Picachos trip. Like when you're changing out trebles on your crankbaits and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, like we have gotten so used to split rings being, you know, the super line number sevens and super line number eights. They're so heavy duty that you wouldn't think about it. But if you're swapping out crankbaits on your Picacho strip, you imagine this little treble hook, but there's this little flat edge at the top of it, and it just wedges right into the split ring, and you can swap out your treble hooks with no tool, no anything. It's really slick.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Now, one of the other things, too, is you make a great assist hook, too.
We make a lot of assist hooks.
A lot of assist hooks. Rick was saying you're selling a lot of assist hooks.
Well, you know, if in Japan, that's a very common thing used in Japan. So we bring a lot of those in, and there's just a lot. There's a lot to choose from. So there's some of like our heaviest duty one is the 720 HD. That's our biggest heavy duty hook on there, and there's. Really, I don't think a fish out here you're going to have an issue with catching on that hook. It's really a quality one. And we're actually looking at some new versions as well. That's one of the things we have on our list of things is to try to address that and even expand that even further.
That's cool. You have a great text on, Rick.
I thought so. It was early on. It's from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, wow, what a great show already. Love hearing Ted and Rick from Gamakatsu. Last year with a small bait, I used a size 2 live bait ringed J hook. I opted for the J rather than the circle hook for ease of pinning on the bait, keeping my small bait healthier, and hopefully swimming better. I really like the ring. I think it helped my bait swim a little better. I was hoping you guys could give me your thoughts on circle versus J, ring versus non-ring.
That's really a very loaded, and thanks for the question. It really is personal preference. It just really comes down to technique and style of fishing. There's some people that swear that a ringed hook is going to outfish a non-ringed hook, and guys will say vice versa. We make both. I've had guys say, okay, a ringed hook adds a little more weight, so it doesn't make the bait swim as good. Other guys say it doesn't seem to matter. So it's really kind of there's not really a good one answer fits all to that question, unfortunately. There just isn't. There's just too many variables.
Cool thing about Gamakatsu ringed hooks is it's a one-piece ring, and it's very, very smooth, strong, very easy to use.
Yeah, no brazing on it.
Right.
It's smooth. It's the key to our product line is the one-piece ring. It's what kind of put us on the map with ringed hooks.
With ring hooks.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Hey, 833-288-0973. Line open. Kyle standing by. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
Rich and Bradley's up joining us next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. You're talking about the advances in the coatings on hooks. They present kind of a conservation problem for a freshwater bass fisherman that wants to catch and release, especially when some of the flavored type plastics get wedged down, what we call gut hooked in the back of a bass's mouth. And I've come up with a strategy for kind of mitigating that, and I want to share that to maybe help some of the catch and release guys. What I do is I carry a pair of side cutters with me, and I go up through the gill plate and carefully, and when that there's only a little bit of that hook exposed, I cut it in half, because an extra wide gap hook like a 3-0 or a 4-0, that's asking an awful lot for that bass to be able to pass it through. Where in the old days, like a bronze hook, you used to say, well, cut the line and it'll dissolve. Well, that doesn't happen anymore with these super coatings that are on the line. But, you know, it's the trade-off of we get to have the better hook penetration. And it really has enhanced my hookup ratio. And congratulations for the advancements you've made there. And I've got an additional question about hooks is when I'm going to switch out a treble hook on a, say, a stick bait or a jerk bait or something like that for a single hook, would I want the total gap of the single hook to be equivalent to the across the combination of a treble hook? Is that how I would pick out the size that for switching it out?
Really, it's more a function of the size of the hook to the size of the bait. You know, usually I always tell people if you can try to go one size up, it's always a little better choice when you're going on hook with hooks like that. So it's not really an equal question to, like, I understand what you're saying. Like if your total gap on the treble hook is, you know, from one side to the other is quite wide, you know, you want to be close to that. So there's not a real exact science to that either. There's just more of how the hook fits the bait is the best way.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot Let's Talk Hookup coming to you, including checking in with our buddy Marcos, who's on the line. We're going to find out what's biting with that great Sport Fishing Report. More of your phone calls and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide. And that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, All CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Come see Baker Marine at the PCS show in Costa Mesa and Del Mar to explore the full Fujinon binocular lineup and take advantage of the fantastic show specials, only from Baker Marine. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even through rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast and services all brands of binoculars. They also have super lightweight stabilized binoculars for hunting and other outdoor activities. Visit Baker Marine at PCS Costa Mesa and Del Mar shows and take advantage of the exclusive show specials, or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. BakerMarine.com.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at Turner's.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Okay, as promised, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report from C4 Sport Fishing, which today is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete deli. They have beverages and boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle as well. They've got the great tackle and the best in both fresh and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info. We got him. Marcos is standing by from C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Hopefully staying great. A little cooler than the last few days.
Yeah, it's been warm.
Just a little warm, but, you know, that's a perfect time to come down and get on the boat and go fishing, you know, escape that 90-degree weather, hop out there, the half-day trips. Starting to see a good amount of calico bass last few days here. Yesterday afternoon they caught a yellowtail, six bonito, one bonito in the morning. Actually had a white sea bass this afternoon, too, so
woo.
Definitely a nice mix of fish on those half-days, and it's going the right direction. Day before that, in the afternoon, two yellowtail, two bonita. Had 36 calico bass. They kept and released 70-plus there. So, I mean, might as well imagine this is June right now with the weather and the fishing.
Yeah.
And the San Diego, same thing down at the islands. They had 60 yellowtail yesterday. All around good fishing. The Flair Supreme, they're on their three-day trip. They have limits for the first 2 days. And actually, they have a room on the Flair Supreme leaving this week. I believe they're leaving Tuesday, and they still have room there. And a couple of trips coming up, and that's a good chance to hop on that boat and get some early season fishing in there, because as you'll find out, that boat's hard to get on there, and for a good reason. Adler is doing a great job. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our schedule up there for those half days, the full days on the San Diego and the Sea-Watch. Sea-Watch is also running some 7-to-4 trips, which is a nice trip if you don't want to get up so early. Come down here. Spend a nice leisurely day on the water there. Get some shot of yellowtail, bonita bass, all around. Like I said, check the Polaris Supreme website for the availability there. It's just a great time to get on the water. The weather's great on the water, not so much inland there, unless you really like the hot weather, and great fishing. So C4thLanding.com. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Make sure that gear's tuned up, because I don't think we're getting a break this year.
No,
it's crazy, man.
So good. And Marco's such a great saying. It's like, just get on the water right now because it's just flat, calm, beautiful weather. Fish are biting. And rockfish season's just around the corner, too, which is super cool, right?
Yeah, that's coming up pretty quick here. I mean, God, we're in the second half of March here.
Yeah, it is.
Unreal.
Hey, Marcos, great report. And, yeah, we heard from Aliar earlier in the show that he's a definite go on that Tuesday morning 6 a.m. departure, 3-day on the Polaris Supreme. So get on that and go fishing, go catch some bluefin, yellowtail, and more. And I got to say, you know, on the San Diego, Matt's back from his trip and running the boat and just killing it out there. The grade of that fish,
crazy.
I mean, you say 60 yellowtail, but you catch, I mean, there's, you know, there a lot of them are 25, 30 pounders. So you catch one or two of those, you're good.
Absolutely. And like you said, you know, hey, this is an early start to the season. It hasn't been unusual. We've been seeing these early starts last few seasons. So hopefully it keeps going here. And like I said, you get your gear out, make sure it's all cleaned up and ready to go because there's a lot of fishing to come still.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Appreciate that, Marcos. Thanks a lot for the report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Right. Special report now from Captain Dave Abraham from the Tomahawk.
Hey.
Good morning, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you guys for having me.
Been seeing you.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Been seeing you holding down the fort at the Fisherman's Landing booth there and talking about the Tomahawk.
Yeah. I'll be down there today. Definitely look forward to it. Going to have my little sidekick. Going to have little man there with me today hanging out.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, oh yeah, I have to take him and catch one of those trout. But yeah, wanted to give you guys a call, of course, here in Aliar's rundown on it.
Ooh.
And, you know, being a part of that there last weekend, and it matches the hatch exactly what I saw, and these fish being eager and the struggle, of course. We had a trip online. I was supposed to be out there right now and couldn't gather enough anglers. So calling in you guys and seeing if, we could get some movement here on our midweek trip, a Wednesday departure, Wednesday 10 a.m. departure, 2-day trip. Only have one person on that one, and then our weekend 2.5-day, which departs Friday 5 p.m. And of course, I'd love to get off the dock as quick as possible if we cannot gather enough anglers. So here I am calling, trying to put the word out, and would love to continue this and keep the ball rolling.
So how many will you go with, if like the numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Price of fuel is
tough now.
That makes it tough on you guys. But how many will you go?
You know, 10 is the number.
Wow.
And like, we came close on this 3-day, and that's even like a, you know, oof. But it comes down to just whatever it's going to take to get off the dock, and I feel like 10's that number. And, yeah, of course, the fuel influence. It's definitely the talk around the dock, even at the show. But, you know, we're still going to try to do what we do. So we could gather 10 anglers. I want to make it a definite go and stay on these fish. Like Aliar said, you know, there could be some big fish around. It's just going to take a few more boats. You know, it's been, you know, us, the Pacific Voyager, Max on the Pacific Voyager, Aliar, that have, been able to get down there, but it's hard to get this coverage to locate bigger grade, limited guys being down there. So,
well, sounds like
your trip.
Plenty of time on a 2-day to get down there and get your limits of bluefin, right?
Exactly.
You get 2-day limits.
So having that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the silent set up there and having enough time to do it, that's for sure.
Yeah, and okay, so the trip, Wednesday, 10 a.m. departure. How much is that one?
That one's $770.
Wow, great.
$770,
deal.
And then it is. You know, I have Nick in the galley cooking just delicious meals, and you know, weather looks good, so it's like everything's lining up. We just, you know, get the anglers going. It's early season, and it's going to take us getting off the dock consistent to stay on this fish and keep the ball rolling.
Oh, for sure. And so you have a Wednesday 10 a.m. departure and then a Friday 2.5-day.
Yes.
10 a.m.
Exactly.
Departure on that one?
No, that one's 5 p.m.
Okay.
And I was even, you know, on the note of getting off the dock early. If it means us leaving at, you know, an hour or two earlier, say when everyone gets there, you know, that's going to be the name of the game. Be pre-baited. Load all anglers and depart from there.
Ready
to
go.
It.
All right. How do we get on the boat if we want to get on the Tomahawk this Wednesday, 10 a.m. or 5 p.m. departure for 2.5-day on Friday?
Yeah. We got the TomahawkSportFishing.com website. Can book your trip there. Fisherman'sLanding.com, same. Or 619-221-8500. call in. Let's get this going here.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate
awesome.
That.
Thank you, gents.
Yeah, thanks, Captain Dave, and we'll see you at the show today in the Fisherman's Landing booth.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank
right.
you, boys.
Thank
Have
you
a good
call.
Day.
All cool. right. Let's Bye. Try and sneak in another call, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Jim? Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I hope you guys can hear me okay. You know that Gamakatsu hook, I fish crawdads a lot, pretty exclusively at the lake. Otai, I live real close, Lake Murray. And the fishing has been real good there, both lakes. I think all the lakes, the water's down so far that there's less environment, less tules for those fish to get in. So you can fish those crawdads on the rock piles and the gravel bottoms. But anyway, that Gamakatsu hook, the twos, fours, I try to use them exclusively for crawdads. The reason being is you want that light wire hook so that crawdad is able to do its kicking. That's what triggers that fish a lot of times. And, yeah, exclusively use that white wire, the light wire, 2 or 5, 2, 4, 5, 1, 0.
Awesome, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
When we come back, we got another full hour coming your way. More Let's Talk Hookup, more of this great text message, and a whole lot more with Rick and Ted. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sports.
Don't forget, we're just going to be on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live, and we'll see you tomorrow on the fan.
Do you know why a million customers bought gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only $0.89, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for $0.89, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
The PCS show will be coming to Del Mar, and we will have an enormous booth. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out when you walk into the first building at the show. We saved our most incredible and exclusive deals for our hometown show. Deals never before seen. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale, with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS Del Mar show, your best stop is at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
After a record-breaking show in Costa Mesa, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show, presented by GEICO, now moves to San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. This show will feature hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up the massive Del Mar Fairgrounds. Fantastic seminars and kids' free trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. It's great for the whole family. With the fishing season now here, stock up on all your favorite tackle or purchase that dream boat at incredible show prices. Thursday, March 19th to Sunday, March 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com. Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Gumakatsu has amazing show deals for you. Buy any two packs of Gumakatsu hooks and get one free. That in itself is an amazing deal. But get this. Purchase $25 of Gumakatsu products at the show and get a free pocket utility case. Purchase $50 of Gumakatsu products at the show and receive a free Gumakatsu everyday carry knife worth almost $100 at participating dealers while supplies last. Only from Gumakatsu at the PCS shows.